The Electric Fetus is proud to sponsor Diversions on KVSC. The Electric Fetus buys and sells used CDs and video games and is located on 5th Avenue South in St. Cloud. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Electric Fetus is proud to support Diversions on your sound alternative, KVSC.
Jumped the gun there a little bit, didn't I?
Yeah, just a little bit. I think we're okay, though. It's the KVSC, expanding the borders of your radio.
KVSC.
Broadcasting internationally.
Yes, KVSC St. Cloud.
Yes, indeed. And we are working with a bit of sound in the background, as you can probably hear. This is Romy Mays playing the main stage at the Folk Festival, which we had the good fortune of being placed right to the side of the main stage. So you're going to be able to hear quite a bit of what's going on tonight and tomorrow night. And Romy Mays, a little bit of a sample for our broadcast.
Which is all right. I mean, that's part of the festival experience and what we're trying to do here at KVSC with, and we call it expanding the borders of your radio. Not only the fact that we are doing it live from Canada, which is what you're listening to right now, but we're trying to expand and bring to you the experience of a festival, which means the music in the background and the kids running around, which will happen a little bit later on this evening. There's always this little group of kids that like to hang out at the media tent with us folks for some reason. I'm not sure why. And we want to also expand what we know and want to share with you some of the world music that happens here too, you know, and because it, as I mentioned earlier, it's not only folk music, it's world music from all over. Just wonderful folks.
We've got last night Jimmy Cliff was the closing artist on the main stage, and he's a international superstar from Jamaica. He's a reggae artist, and just an amazing performance. Heard a lot of classic tunes from him, and pretty outstanding stuff. So also, we will hope to have they're pretty excited about stopping by for an interview. Tercio Palados, they're from Colombia, and their name means some such thing like they are I can't even explain it, really. It's kind of a slang thing, but it kind of means the lavender ones, or I don't know what it was. I forget.
Yeah,
anyway, the Tercio Palados, they do a very interesting brand of alternative music, and integrating some of those popular sounds of Colombia, like cumbia and a little bit of rumba in there as well. And just a big sample from around the world. A lot of artists from the U.S. here as well, and we'll be hearing from Arrested Development, The Cat Empire. They're both playing Saturday evening, and The Cat Empire is out of Australia.
Yes,
and one of the highlights for me, anyway, is Debashish Bhattacharya. He's an Indian slide guitarist who's been playing the slide guitar since he was 4 years old. That's actually when his, 3 years old. His first performance was when he was 4 years old, and I guess just wowed the audience with his abilities. And so he's been playing for decades, and just does amazing improvisational work, and someone who's produces just a wealth of music, very prolific, and a good performer as well. So looking very forward to him, and possibly get him to stop by for to say some words as well.
Or as I just looked at this one, this is great. Reebok is a Scottish band, and it says, if bagpipes were built to be heard over the highlands, then this band could be heard clear across the ocean. And yes, they are just a wonderful, high energy Celtic band from Scotland. So, I mean, they have folks from all corners of the world that are going to be bringing music to you. And Alvin Youngblood Hart, who is just a phenomenal player, and he's been around for many, many years. He's up here playing some great Mississippi Delta music, And, you know, so Arrested Development's going to be up here. They're from Georgia. And, you know, so there's a whole world experience that goes along with this. Or, I mean, just the rock and blues that you hear in the background right now from Rami Mays, who is just a dynamite on stage.
Yep, as you can hear, they're tearing it up in the background.
Yes.
Yep. Some of the other artists we're going to hear from at the Folk Festival, and we'll play some music selections from them as well for this broadcast. DJ Dolores, he's from Brazil, doing some very groundbreaking work, integrating, you know, drum and bass with Caribbean reggae and some dub sounds as well. And he's actually playing something they've been just started up recently here, which is a late night concert. I think it goes till about 1 or 2 in the morning. It's kind of a separate tent, and so that's a lot of dancing going on there, and younger crowds generally too. And so
we actually get treated to a group that's coming to us from the Dominican Republic of Congo this year. Canono, I think, number one.
Yeah, Canono number one.
Yes, and they'll be doing traditional Congolese chants and, you know, some more electrified Congo music, and, you know, kind of a wide range. So, I mean, if you folks ever wondered how the announcers at KVSC get their ideas for the music and the things that they do on the air, and that is because of coming to festivals like this, or talking to folks like my like Mike and myself that have been up here and been exposed to the music, and that's how we end up with the ideas on what to share with you folks, is just by being at something like this, you know, because of the folks that are here. Kenny Starr is going to be here, who is a singer, rapper, composer, and Aboriginal. She's very proud of her heritage. Yeah, here in Canada, it's Aboriginal. In North America, we say Native American, you know, but you get the idea. I like the phrase First Nation, actually, you know, because they are the First Nation of this country, of this continent.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very politically correct way to term it, you know, although there's going to carry a some sort of a connotation.
Actually, I don't believe in labels for anybody at all, but if you have to use them, try to use one that describes it more effectively. And here's one that somewhere along the line, one of these gentlemen that are in the band had to have watched Gidget on TV, because the name of the group, and I just like the name. I haven't really found out much about them. I guess looks like they're a jam band, and you know, kind of in the tradition of the band themselves, the Dead or a Little, you know, something like that. But they call themselves the Moondoggies. And there's some folks that would remember my reference somewhere along the line, because, you know, Gidget Moondoggy was one of the characters on that. So there's a lot of diverse and interesting things going on here at the festival, you know, musically. And it's hard, even in all the hours that we're going to be broadcasting to the folks, I don't think I could explain enough about the music just itself. Yeah, because there's just so many. And you mentioned earlier about having the midnight stage, and that they also have a young performers stage where they have people for the first time who have the chance to actually get on stage and perform. So, I mean, there's just a lot of great things going on here. And one of the local darlings are actually going to be, they performed last night, and they will actually be stopping by tomorrow and visiting with us about 6:45 in the evening, is the Waylon Jennings. And so I think it'd be kind of nice to play a little bit of music from the Waylon Jennings this evening.
Yeah, certainly. We've got music lined up from Waylon Jennings coming up right now, actually. So I'll send it back.
Yes. Expanding the borders of your radio, KVSC.
Left my home for job. Could you spare a coin or a Christian prayer for my luck is turned against me? One more dime show for my day. One more dollar on my way. When I reach those hills, boys, I'm never wrong. One more dollar I'm going home. One more dollar I'm going home.
Trinidad,
Lord, I felt so
Independent Public Radio in Central Minnesota, is sitting here actually not only in Central Minnesota, but coming to you from the Winnipeg Folk Festival from Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is, as I was saying when we were off the live, even though I don't show it on the outside and the people that would look at are looking at even Mike, I'm sitting here fairly composed, but on the inside I'm just doing this big happy dance that the listeners... It, just to give you an idea, we started this project almost 2 years ago when the idea was first floated around that we were going to be doing live from Winnipeg. And over the last 4 months, we've really been doing a lot of talking and planning and that. And just to be able to sit here up at the festival, and as you can hear in the music in the background, to be able to sit here at the festival and be live is just... amazing. It's some actually in my broadcasting career, this is one of the things I've wanted to do for 20 years, and the technology finally caught up with the ideas. So yes, I'm doing a big happy dance. This is wonderful. Yeah, you know, earlier I was talking about Jeff Muldaur, and there's so many things going around in my head that I want to share with everybody, but he's going to be up here with a tribute to the Mississippi Sheiks. And it's Jeff Muldaur's part of it. Del Rey, Alvin Youngblood are all doing a tribute to the Mississippi Sheiks, along with a few other folks. And the Mississippi Sheiks are a group that are, you know, some of the founders of the music that we're listening to today in folk, you know, and Americana. What we call Americana today, they were doing back in the 30s, you know? So these guys are doing a tribute to them, and it's going to be just a great thing to be able to see that. And hopefully we'll get some of those folks here to be live on the stage in our little mock studio. It does look like a studio with all the cords running all over the place. I'm surprised nobody's tripped over them yet.
Yeah, I've kind of encased myself behind a bunch of gear in the corner here.
Yeah, you're hiding behind the stuff. I'm sitting out here in the open.
Well, somebody's got to run it all.
Yeah, I know, and the old guy just doesn't know the technology. Yeah, right.
No, you're pretty good.
No, I know. I've been joking around about that for the last couple of weeks, that you guys are so worried about the old guy not being able to keep up to speed, but...
pretty technologically savvy, I
think. Well, it's... KVSC itself has helped keep me young, and it's helped keep a lot of folks young, whether you're a listener and staying as a listener, wanting to see what the new innovation is that we're going to come up with to share with you folks, like expanding the borders of your radio.
Yep.
You know, and because by doing this, we're showing that radio is still a very viable medium.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And we've expanded into the internet, and you know, our website is updated so frequently, and you know, our live broadcast online as well. It's all that. Yes. Mixed media stuff that KVSC is involved in. We're always recreating ourselves, you know, in order to stay, you know, just kind of right there on the edge, the technological edge.
Yeah, and even our Facebook page, you know.
Yep. Which you can visit tonight. We'll have some picture updates of our setup here at the Folk Fest, and pictures of the crowds, and yeah, all the performers.
And
stuff.
I think I saw her pointing the camera at us.
Yeah.
One of the very few times that I can't run away when the camera's pointed.
Yeah, now you get to see us below the neck a little bit. those bird bodies, in fact, were not real.
Don't scare the listeners away.
We do have human bodies.
It's just, it's been an ongoing project of mine, anyway, and a joke with everybody that most of the photos taken for KVSC or any photos taken around the studios of that, I mysteriously am gone. And that's my plan, actually. But, I let the secret out. There's a mystique to being an announcer. Mm-hmm. And I've always tried to maintain that until now. This is such a great thing. I will, just happily I'm willing to have my face plastered all over the place if it helps promote the Winnipeg Folk Festival and KVSC and what we tried to do.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and tried to do, we are doing.
Yep.
It's still hard for me to get grasp the fact that this is actually live for the listeners and for us. And it's great. You know, and it's just, it's one of those things that you dream of, like I said earlier, that we can do this. Now, and the festival, this is one of the best things to be pulling off something like this because of the staff that's here and the crowd. The crowd itself is, as we mentioned earlier, very diverse, but the only word I can think of is respectful. They're very respectful of others.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, for Rami Mays, this is the opening act. And the whole seating area is filled. And it will stay that way. Right now, it's filled. It's standing room only at the very edge, you know, all the seating area. Well, when as the evening goes on, there won't even, back where the food vendors are and that, there won't even be any room back there. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole place will be full completely. But right now, there is just a very large crowd for the opening act, which you don't see anywhere else. You know, and which makes it a wonderful thing. All right. There was one other little thing that we wanted to mention, if I'm not mistaken. I'm losing it here, folks.
Something going on tonight, maybe?
Yeah, we wanted to mention the name Range Day Jax again. Yeah, I was going to be here again this evening.
Yeah, coming up after Omi Mays is Del Barber, another Winnipeg artist, well, Manitoba artist.
Yes.
And following Omi Mays, who's playing right now, Tal Seeger. Then we have John Hyde and the Combo, the Avett Brothers, and the Levon Helm Band. We're also going to hear some, they call them tweeners. They're the in-between bands, you know, that pop up for 20 minutes at a time and just kind of play a few songs for you while the other acts prepare their instruments and
that's
stage crew set up for them.
Yeah, so the tweeners are usually a single act that are, you know, are acoustic.
Yep, singer-songwriters, that sort of thing.
So you can have some entertainment while they're shuffling the equipment in the background and the actual instruments. There we go. My mind. It's hard when you have so many things in your head and they all want to come out at once.
Yeah. But, well, let's say we take a little break, have to play some music for the folks.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
As we get ready.
So who do we have up next? Is it Sonny Landreth?
Yes. There we go.
Yeah, I didn't write it down.
I know you didn't write it down, and
I will right now.
Yes.
I believe it's Sonny Landreth. So we're going to go back to some music right now. KBSC, expanding your borders. Expanding the borders of your radio.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Trouble when you call on the phone. Strangers tell you that your baby ain't home. عشق قرمت الكاس الكاس نعطيت فيت اليعتزيد ليت وسن دمك كان السهاد تقدد ويصغر لا لنشتاد Oh, and Missy is a gentle queen.
She hugs her teddy and she loves to dream. And if she knew that she could change the world and lend a hand to the boys and girls. You know starvation is an ancient word, and it's ridiculous and so absurd. But people, listen to your heart. Yeah, you know you gotta make a start. The people let the little children rule. Come on, rule all around the world. They shine like precious jewels. They're truly wise little boys and girls. Oh, and they revel in the purest light. Oh, you know they hate the dark of night. They take the power from all these fools. Oh, dear people, let the children rule. When the king is but 4 years old, but his heart is pure like gold, and all he cares about is peace and joy. It's just because he is a little boy. You know that malice is an ancient word, and it's ridiculous and so absurd. Come on, people, listen to your heart. You know I gotta take the thing apart. Oh, people, let the little children rule. The rule all around the world. They're shining like the rarest jewels. The truly wise men, the boys and girls. Oh, and they lead us in the dark all night. Oh, though they are a guiding light. I take the power from all these fools. Oh, dear people, let the children move. And Jesse James was a Robin Hood. Martin Luther did the best he could. But the evolution science man, he come away with a different plan. And now the saints tell vicious lies. Oh, and to hide the dying baby's cries. You know destruction is an ancient word, and it's ridiculous and so absurd. They take the bullet from the Nazarene. Oh, and they crucified a Jimmy Dean. Oh, people let the little children rule. The rule all around the world. Because they shine like the precious jewels. The truly wise little boys and girls. Oh, and they revel in the purest light. Oh, oh, they hate the dark of night. They take the power from all these fools. Oh, dear people, let the children rule. Come on now, people, let the children rule. Yeah, yeah, dear people, let the children rule.
Broadcast from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, supported by the Granite City Folk Society and Bo Diddley's Pub and Deli. Tickets and information on the Granite City Folk Society are available at granitecityfolk.org. Bo Diddley's is located at 6th Avenue and Division Street in downtown St. Cloud and on College Avenue in St. Joseph. The Granite City Folk Society will kick off its fall season by hosting East Coast folk legend Cheryl Wheeler at Bo Diddley's on September 26th.
KVSC's live broadcast from the Winnipeg Folk Festival is supported by the Local Blend in St. Joseph. Located on Minnesota Street, the Local Blend is a locally owned and operated coffee shop and wine bar, offering a variety of sandwiches, organic salads, soups, and baked goods made daily. Open mic nights are hosted every Tuesday, and live music is performed every weekend. Event schedules and information are available at www.thelocalblend.net. Thanks to the Local Blend for supporting KVSC.
Today's Diversions program is sponsored by the Electric Fetus in downtown St. Cloud. The Electric Fetus buys and sells used CDs, LPs, DVDs, and video games. Thanks to the Electric Fetus staff for supporting educational public radio on the Voice of St. Cloud, KVSC.
Shimabukuru in the background. And expanding the borders of your radio, KVSC 88.1 on your FM dial or KVSC.org on the web. Coming to you from the Winnipeg Folk Festival all the way down to St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great, great thing.
Yeah, we just heard some excellent music. It was it Born in McLeod?
Yes, Bill Bourne and Alan McLeod. And that was People Let the Children Rule, Etra Finitawa, and Sonny Landreth before that with a Blues Attack. And as I was telling Mike when we were listening to that music, Bill Bourne and Alan McLeod were some of the very first people that I ever interviewed up here at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And both of them had been with the Tommy Hill Weavers and been members of them. And they decided to go off on their own. And this was their first concert in North America,
together. And as we were doing the interview, their manager came right up to us and handed, while I was talking to him and doing the interview, handed us the CD, Dance and Celebrate, which you heard that song from. And there's a lot of little special things like that that happen up here at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And right now in the background, we're listening to Del Barber play.
Yeah, he took the stage, and yeah, so it's a much, I guess, quieter, more somber performance.
Just him and his guitar up there playing. Yeah, you know? But that's the diversity of this place. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's the diversity of KVSC, too. You know, not only am I happy to be up here and do this, I'm just so happy that we're able to do something like this for KVSC. You know, it's a unique animal when you travel across the country and listen to radio. Even traveling up here and listening to the radio, whether it's commercial or public band, there are very, very, very few radio stations that have the diversity that KVSC has. Or especially in community public radio, there are very few radio stations that are willing to take this kind of chance, or have old announcers as crazy as I am to do this, or folks that are in the intermediary stage. You're not the old man yet, and you're not the young guy anymore, Mike. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring that up to you, but
I like the intermediary stage.
Yeah,
it's comfortable.
Yeah, that we're willing to take this chance and do something like this, an actual live broadcast, not just live remotes of 5 or 10 minutes. This has been almost 2 hours mm-hmm. of us talking with you folks and sharing our insights in that. And these first 2 hours are just a way of our cutting our teeth to make sure the technology works right, because mm-hmm. next tomorrow from 3 until 7.
Yeah, we'll have quite a few artists stopping by, and yes. Hopefully a little bit of music. We'll hear from them. Yes. We can get everything to the next level technologically.
And, we will. And, the festival experience is what we're trying to bring to you, and hopefully we've succeeded this afternoon so far in early evening and throughout our broadcast. I'd like to also say thank you to all of our sponsors that are helping us out with this broadcast throughout.
Yeah, definitely, and the Arts and Cultural Legacy Grant as well for their support of the arts in Minnesota and KVSC.
As they help us expand the borders of your radio.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, I'm the one that came up with that phrase. I like it. And the music also sets the tone of things, I think, you know, because we're a little bit more relaxed now. When we were listening to that rock and blues, you could just see both of us bouncing around in our chairs up here. And even,
like, well, can they hear us? We can barely hear ourselves. But
oh, yes.
Joe says it's like you're at a party broadcasting live.
Well,
like,
we are.
All right, then.
We've been at a party for 2 days already, and we're still standing.
Yep.
It's because of it. It's the we're intoxicated with the music and the artists.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. Tomorrow, what we'll be doing is we're working on right now getting, well, we have some set interviews. We're working on a few others. It'll be a special surprise when they show up. But it's at least we know the Waylon Jennings will be here, because tomorrow's Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 6:45 in the evening. So that's something to look forward to, and they're excited about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've already heard that back. And on Saturday, we have a number of them lined up, and we'll let you know in the hours tomorrow of that. And there's a few others that will be stopping by. Mm-hmm. We just don't know when yet, so we can't tell you the exact time. So you definitely have to be listening in tomorrow from 3 until 7, whether it's on the radio if you're in the St. Cloud area, or on the web at kvsc.org, and click on our live streaming, and you'll be able to catch us live no matter where you are. In fact, if you're at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and you're sitting back in the campground, you'll be able to hear us. Or if you're driving, if you have Wi-Fi access, or if you're sitting back at your hotel, so you can take us anywhere and hear what's going on. And one thing that always amazes me every time I come up here is the food court, you know, and the diversity of food that they try to bring to you every year up here too.
Although definitely.
Yes. Yeah, I never get the chance.
Pretty much all Winnipeg restaurants, locally owned, no chain, no corporate, that sort of thing. Yeah. It's
you know, just great options too, healthy options. I mean, they do have some of that, you know, if you're looking for the your regular festival fanfare, yeah, you want your kettle corn, you want your hot dogs, you want your fried bread and donut kind of thing, you can get that. But they've also got, you know, Indian food, a lot of things that are vegetable-based, and
it's a vegetarian's delight here, really.
Yep, yep. You know. You've got, like, buffalo samosas and that sort of thing, so.
Yes.
That's quite the cultural intermixture, but they, you know, just yes. But, yeah, the point is you can get smoothies, fruit smoothies, that sort of thing. It's a good mix. If you want to get the healthy stuff, you can get it. I don't know, that's what's sustaining people. If you're going to be here for 5 days, can't eat fried food for 3 days and expect to, you know.
Speak for yourself, son.
Be running laps around the festival still the last couple days.
Especially up here, they try to accommodate, especially the more alternative foods to what you would normally think of for festival food, and that's really, really nice. And,
yeah, definitely.
You know, I like to be able to mention that and promote that, even though I'm one of those that like the unhealthy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
It doesn't show on me, but, you know, yes, give me a greasy burger any day and a hot dog. Mm-hmm. You know, that's being outdoors. But I know everybody doesn't like that. And the way the festival is laid out is really nice, too. They have 8 stages now, and during the day when you're at the stages, you don't hear the music from the other stages. All right, so we're just about ready to get chatting here with Tamara. So she the festival is very well run, and we'll be chatting a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're gonna find out just how that is, that it becomes so well run, and what's been going on, and what they have planned for the future. Tamara Cater with us, who's the executive director at the Folk Festival. Can you hear us okay?
I can sure hear you.
Oh, great.
All right.
Yeah, we can hear you just perfectly, too. So. All right. So how about just start by telling us who you are and what you do for the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
My name is Tamara Cater, and I'm the executive director of the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Ah, yes. You're the overseer of all of us crazies.
I am the blessed overseer, yes.
I'm glad you put it that way. We were just talking about how well run this festival is, and it must take hours and hours of planning to get this started. When this festival is over, what's the first thing that you do on Sunday night after everything's said and done?
Well, I go to the wrap-up party, and I dance a lot, no matter how tired I am. And then Monday morning and Monday all day, I hang out with musicians, anybody who's left in town, and just sort of, you know, keep the glow of the weekend going. And then I rest. I rest a lot.
That's a good thing. Well, and after you have all the resting done in that, what's the first thing on your list, the first thing you have to check off for next year's festival?
Well, I believe in a lot that even if you do something really, really well, there's always room for improvement. So we really get out there as much as we can and listen to the artists, the volunteers, the audience members. We put a survey out. We, you know, connect with people just to sort of ask them what their experience was like. And even if it was wonderful, do you have an idea? Do you have a suggestion? There are lots of things we put in place this year that actually came from suggestions from audience members. You know, they said, hey, we're all waiting around to get the campground. Why don't you sell us program books while we're sitting here in this lineup? We said, great, brilliant idea. Why wouldn't we do that? That's a great idea. Thanks so much. So that's the most important process while it's all fresh. And in fact, I forgot to mention one thing I do actually is I come back to the site with a journal and I drive around before everything's torn down in a golf cart because my feet are pretty much done by then. I drive around and just take notes really try to just get it all down. You get it all down in paper. And then you rest more after that.
Yes, lots of rest. Even for us, when we get home, it takes about 3-4 days of relaxing before we can get back up to speed.
Absolutely.
Now, in your tenure as executive director, what's the one thing that you brought to the festival that you're the happiest with, that worked out the best for you, your innovations?
Ooh, that's kind of a tough one. We've worked on a lot of small things. We just did a big, we call it backstage, but it's a big hang space where all the volunteers and musicians hang out together, you know? Yeah. We don't put the musicians over on one side and the volunteers on the other. Right. It's a big fundamental principle of this festival is that they're both equally important in making this thing happen, you know? This organization is about people and music, and the people are the volunteers. So we just did a big reorganization of backstage and actually trying to kind of make it a little bit easier to hang out there. So we sort of tried to put work on one side and hanging out on the other, so that if you're just hanging out, talking to your friends, you weren't sort of moving around as a golf cart went by, worried you might get run over. And so I'd say that improvement right now. We've been ironing out some of the wrinkles in that in the past couple of days, but it's been a really good experience. It was beautiful last night to see in the dark what it looked like back there. Kind of looked like a little carnival. And that was
great.
A really nice feeling to finally see it. You look at it on paper, you look at a bird's eye view, you play stuff, but when you only really know when you live in it.
Very true. And that's what we've been trying to convey to the folks all afternoon about the festival is, you know, they have to be up here, you know, not only listening on 88.1 KVSC St. Cloud, but they also have to make time to, whether it's this festival or another festival, you have to be part of it, you know. And here, this one is just the best run. You know, thanks to you and all the staff and that, you know.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I've been to many of them. All over North America, this is still one of the best. It actually is the best run as far as being backstage and that. What are some of the, you know, there are folks that haven't been here for a number of years. What are some of the new innovations that have come about in, like, let's say, the last 5 years for the festival?
Well, I've only been with the festival for 18 months, so
okay.
Some of that is a little less, you know, you go further back than that. We've spent a lot of time, and since I've been here too, I actually came to the festival. I'm not originally from this area. I moved here from the east, and I came to the festival for the first time in 2008, just drawn by the programming. I mean, it was just so good. It was like, that's it. I'm buying a plane ticket. I'm going. I'm jumping over the fence, just feet first into this decision. And I camped in the campground, and I had a marvelous time. But I hoped for the campground that we could give it a bit more love. You know, as the campground developed on its own, and we in fact have 10,000 people camping here.
Wow.
We become, if I'm not mistaken, the third or fourth largest city in Manitoba for the duration of the festival, technically. So we've worked a lot on the campground because, you know, it's not one of these festivals where people camp around the stage. I've been to those a lot.
Yeah.
The campground's sort of separate across the road, and those two entities, those two kind of solitudes, It's challenging to build the connect. That selling program books in the lineup for the campground is part of that connect. You couldn't actually buy a program book in the campground. You had to cross the road to get it.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I've been working really hard on, is to sort of respect and appreciate the culture of the campground, because there's a wonderful culture out there. But to try to just give it a bit more resources, you know, we're now selling food in there. We're selling produce so that people can cook for themselves while they're with us for the 5 days of the festival. That's something that's really quite important. I'm trying to think of some of the other innovations, maybe right now, because I'm so in the forest, I can't see the trees.
very, very true. Well, one thing I've noticed is you've added on an eighth stage now, you know, the signing stage, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Actually, we have two new stages this year. They're smaller stages, but really we're trying to just give people more to do during the day, connect them more with the music. You know, we've got lots of people here, and that was sort of a natural segue. We've got these musicians. They want to talk to people and have a chance to sign CDs and just interact with the audience, and we developed a small stage where they can play for a little bit and then sign CDs.
Very good. Yeah, that's in folk music, I think that's the most important thing. You know, even in alternative music is what you have here. That's how the music gets passed along, is by somebody being impressed with and interacting with the artist. You make that available here. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. And we really, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we really encourage musicians not even, you know, just to get out there. And one of the things I do after the festival, actually segueing back to one of your first questions,
sure,
is I go to other festivals, because we have 300 performers here at this festival, and there's just really quite impossible to meet them all. So, and it's really important for me to connect with people and to have a human relationship, because it's all about that. So, I go to other festivals after this one, and it's a chance to say, I bump into artists who had just played our festival, so say so. Nice to meet you. Did you have a good time? How was it? And it was wonderful. Last year, I listened to several artists say how they went out to the workshop stages and just blended in with the audience and took naps under trees and met families and volunteers. And, you know, those are really precious experiences for the people who meet the artists, but also for the artists themselves to have that direct connection.
Yes. Well, that's from the very beginning. I've been coming up here for many years. From the very beginning, that's the one thing that, one of the things that's always impressed me is the artists feel comfortable enough to actually walk out in the crowd and go out to the workshops and actually just sit there. And, you know, it's a treat for both of them. You know, it's surprising that, because you don't see that at other festivals. They don't feel comfortable enough to actually just wander in the crowd. But here, the way you and your staff take care of this place, and that you set the tone for everybody, which it's a very relaxed tone.
Well, thank you. We sure do try hard. And going back to, you know, it's actually in the organization's mission, the mission of this organization on paper, and in practice, I hope, is to celebrate experiences of discovery through people in music. And it really comes down to those two things I said earlier. It's about people and it's about music. And the more you can connect them, the better it is for everyone. And a lot of those connections certainly are about logistics and getting the stage on time, but a lot of them are about the human part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And it shows. It really does. And just because you focus on the human aspect of it, when you go out in the crowd and with the audience and that, they seem to be more respectful because of the way the whole staff and the volunteers handle things, you know, and that's very unique. Yeah, I mean, you go to other festivals, you know what they can turn into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and I sort of fell into this profession by, I started to go to festivals and I fell in love with festivals. Mm-hmm. And then I sort of thought one day maybe I could work for a festival, and that's how it happened to me. So I often think of that myself. You know, what would I want at a festival? How would I like to experience this? All the people that I listened to as I was a festival goer, I try to imagine those voices. How would they like to see this? You know, step into the other side. It's more convenient, perhaps, for operations to do something one way, but how does that affect the culture of the festival and the people who are experiencing it?
You have anything?
Not too much. You covered a lot of what I was
asking. I'm sorry.
I was curious also about, as we drove in, as we were unloading some of our gear, I noticed some signs that mentioned, like, work in progress or, like, first phase of a future development, that sort of thing. Could you talk a little bit about that? Like, what's planned for the next couple of years?
In fact, that is the backstage renovation, if you will. We've done the equivalent of taking our small two-bedroom cottage with a family of eight in it and actually adding a second floor and expanding the kitchen. You know, that's okay. We've made it fit the family, finally, in the backstage area. Phases two and phase one. Phases two and phases three, it's a $6 million project, all told. We're in halfway through construction. We stop, and we have a festival, and we start again. We're halfway through phase one at the moment. Phase two and three will really start to affect what we call the front of house, so everywhere that the audience goes and the campground. Lots of things on deck there. We've got three new daytime stages, actually. One of them, and they're all forest stages. We call them forest stages. So our stages vary between more of a prairie kind of atmosphere where you're in a wide open space, but you're also under the sun. And some of our stages are more shaded. So we're going to hopefully create three new forest stages that are more of the shaded variety. Our daytime capacity, people love our workshops. They love that experience of discovery when you sort of throw four artists on stage like a Petri dish, you see kind of what grows out of it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And But we're maxed out. Last year, I drove around like one of, you know, it was Saturday. I drove around at 4 o'clock. Every single stage was full.
Yes.
And we need to keep that people in music intimacy. We can't just keep adding people at the back of the room, if you will. You know, you can't just keep layering. They lose the connection with the artist. So we do need more daytime stages. We've got all sorts of greening initiatives. We're hopefully going to have a transit loop, a public transit loop that, you know, if you take the bus, you get dropped off at main gate, and that's the easiest way to get to the festival. We're far out of the city. We got to think that it's hard to leave your car behind. We want to make it as easy as possible. Got improvements to the campground. We just installed a whole bunch of new electricity. We've added a second video screen this year. We're also going to develop the main stage a little bit more and widen the audience viewing area so that more people can be close to the stage, continuing on with that kind of intimate experience. This is a whole host of things. Those are some of the bigger elements of the project that we hope to complete over the next few years.
Cool. Great.
Sounds really exciting.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, that was a very long answer, but I guess it's a big project. Yeah.
On your plate, so.
We're in radio. The longer people talk, the more we like it.
Oh, that's good. Well, then I guess that must make you happy, because I sure can talk a lot.
That's quite all right. Although we are a little bit over schedule, so... But a pleasure to be a little bit over schedule. I'd like to thank you very much for stopping by and sharing a few minutes with us.
Thank you for being here. Really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. I'll get into a contest with you on appreciation someday. But, yeah, I know you've got a lot of other things to take care of yet today and that, so...
The only thing I had to take care of was listening to some music. A good friend of mine was on main stage. Two good friends of mine in a row. Two great Manitoban artists, and I'd be happy to come back anytime during the weekend and have another chat. It'd be my pleasure.
We may drag you back again.
Love to.
You never know. Get an update on what's going on.
Just depends on who's playing.
Okay. We'll keep the schedule in
music
mind.
Music first.
Yes, music first. We understand that. But, again, thank you very much for stopping by. And,
Thank you. You've
been listening to KVSC 88.1 FM, expanding the borders of your radio. And we're going to take and sign off now until tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon till 7. All right.
And that does bring to a close KVSC's live broadcast from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, Expanding the Borders of Your Radio with Wayne Bergeson and Mike Chouinard. They'll be back with you tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. They've got a couple artists already scheduled to stop in and talk and maybe sing a little. Saturday they'll be live, 9 to noon. I think we cut our teeth just fine. Little technology, this and that, and there we go. We expanded the borders of your radio. Do join us tomorrow between 3 and 7 p.m. and Saturday. Stay tuned. In mere moments, Derek is going to rock your world with the Urban Invasion on KVSC, your sound alternative. Have a good evening and keep it tuned.